This is Lacey from Healing Hearts Home Health News Center. Here's the latest news from Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. Gillette residents could see higher utility bills this summer if the city council votes tonight to raise rates across the board. The ordinance will have to pass two public readings, and if it does, the rate hike will take place May 1st and will raise the total utility bill for residents by almost 7%. The rate increases are meant to generate an almost $3 million for the city in order to meet new revenue required for the fiscal year. The Campbell County Senior Center is gradually seeing attendance moving back to pre-pandemic numbers. According to the news record, lunch attendance recently was the best seen since the pandemic began. When vaccines became available, the center saw a big increase in numbers, and since then, attendance has continued to slowly increase. Since the start of March, the Senior Center has been averaging 100 people at lunch and 100 home-delivered meals. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.
This is Lacey from Healing Hearts Home Health News Center. Here's the latest news from Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. The Campbell County Adult Treatment Courts, since their inception, have helped more than 250 graduates change their lives for the better. The program and others like it around the state have saved Wyoming millions of dollars in expenses. A cost-benefit analysis looked at the numbers and determined that for every dollar invested in supervised treatment programs, the state saves $1.50 the first year and almost $7 a year after 5 years. Campbell County has an average success rate of 95% as compared to the national average of only 60%. About 1,500 elementary school kids will soon have their first experience in STEM at the Campbell County School District's first interactive showcase at Camplex coming up in May. Community members and parents are all invited to take part in what is expected to be a phenomenal inaugural event. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.